get a free month's supply of Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Call 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
President Trump says the UCLA players who were detained in China for shoplifting should give thanks to the Chinese president. The three players apologized yesterday for shoplifting in the country and thanked President Trump for negotiating in their return. Today on Twitter, Trump told the players, "You're welcome," and then asked the trio to give a huge thanks to the Chinese president for allowing them to come home. The Senate approved the new Secretary of the Army. USA Radio Network's Washington correspondent Lori Lewis has the details.
The Senate voted 89-6 Wednesday to confirm President Donald Trump's pick to be the next Secretary of the Army. Mark Esper previously worked as the top lobbyist for the major defense contractor Raytheon. He said he will excuse himself for 2 years from matters involving Raytheon. Esper is a graduate of the U.S. Military Academy at West Point. He spent 21 years in the Army, retiring as a lieutenant colonel. He has served in senior roles in Congress and the Defense Department. Trump tapped Esper for the post after his two former picks withdrew from consideration. Lori Lewis, Washington.
And mass murderer Charles Manson is in a California hospital in grave condition. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root with a confession to make. I wear my blue blocker sunglasses everywhere. How good are blue blockers? First, America's astronauts using the same formula wore them in outer space. And over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. 20 million! Blue blockers provide the best eye protection you can own. And you can't even break the lens with a hammer. Here's a great holiday offer. Call toll-free now to order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for $39.95 plus shipping. The perfect Christmas gifts. Just call toll-free 800-722-7777. That's 800-722-7777.
Pickup owners, listen up. We got a recall coming your way. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has all the details.
General Motors issuing the recall covering thousands of pickup trucks that have dual fuel tanks. They would be Chevrolet Silverados and GMC Sierra 3500 trucks that were built between 2011 and 2015 and have those two tanks. A low fuel sensor on the front tank could malfunction, causing the second tank to overfill the front tank and lead to a gas leak and possible fire. Owners that are affected will be notified of the problem next month, and dealers will then take care of it for free.
Well, the NASCAR season ends this Sunday at Homestead Speedway, where a champion will be crowned. One of those four competing for that is the number two car of Brad Keselowski. Keselowski also founded the Checkered Flag Foundation. Now at Phoenix International Raceway, the Checkered Flag Foundation made a donation of $150,000 to the Fisher House. Now, the Fisher House is an organization that was started to help veterans when they return back home, and veterans' families come back and stay at a house free of charge while the veteran is receiving treatment. Now, this home that Brad is going to be building is going to be built in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Keselowski had a chance to talk to folks about why veterans and the Fisher House mean so much to him.
For me, I take a lot of pride in those that have served, and I think it's important for people like me who kind of rode the elevator to the top to send it back down for those in need. And Fisher House is one of the best groups out there with the efficiency of how they run their group.
You're listening to USA Radio News. My name is Tim Burke.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Okay. There's never, ever, ever enough time. 18 hours a week, and I still don't have enough time to get through everything we'd like to get through here on the program. Again, the weekend program, and this is the big one. This one that's been on for 18 years on hundreds of stations around the country. We kind of have a focus on the weekend. We're a little bit more geared towards macroeconomic issues, financial planning issues. But I always have to stay true to what I'm feeling at whatever point in time. I don't allow anything like that to hold me back. If I feel like something needs to be said on maybe an issue I might do on my morning program, I'm going to do it here. And I was really, really disturbed with the shooting that took place last week. And as more of the facts and what happened and what took place, it's pure evil. And I think we tried to kind of wipe that away, write it away, and, you know, kind of discard that, always looking for an excuse, someone to blame. I think one of the big culprits, one of the big blame, people placed blame on this past week was the NRA. The left coming out blaming the NRA. One celebrity blamed the shooting on Republicans. Again, we need to be a little bit more, I guess you want to call it, we need to reflect more on who we are as a people and where we're going wrong. And I was thinking about it. There was a scene, you know, I love to sub-reference movies. There's a scene in the movie Jurassic Park. One of my favorite characters, probably my favorite character in the movie, was played by Jeff Goldblum. He's a mathematician. His name is Dr. Ian Malcolm. And it's the first Jurassic Park, and he is kind of evaluating and seeing what they're capable of doing at Jurassic Park. And he warns them. He gives pause. He tells them, wait a second. Wait a second. Why don't you take a couple steps back and take a look at what you're doing. And I actually pulled it up. He says, if I may, I'll tell you the problem with the scientific power that you're using here. It didn't require any discipline to attain it. You read what others had done, and you took the next step. You didn't earn the knowledge for yourselves, so you don't take any responsibility for it. You stood on the shoulders of geniuses to accomplish something as fast as you could, and before you even knew what you had, you patented it, packaged it, and slapped it on a plastic lunchbox. And now you're selling it. And he goes on, he says, your scientists were so preoccupied, this is important, with whether or not they could, that they didn't stop to think if they should. Why do I bring this up? Why do I bring this line up, this quote up? I do believe in some respects we're losing our humanity. Slowly but surely. When I was at the Jets game, Thursday, it was two Thursdays ago, we're watching people come on at halftime. Almost every single, about 99% of the people walking on halftime, some program they've got going on, people have their phones up. They're looking through their phone the entire time. They're not in the moment. They're not experiencing what they're going through right now. They're filming it. They're experiencing their moment through a screen. Kids today, and I've noticed this, and I've taken steps to rectify it in my own household. My kids get in the car, you're handing the phones over. You're handing them over. I would rather hear them argue and bicker than just have their heads down looking at a screen, Snapchatting one another. All of these things that we've done, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, not to mention articles in newspapers. I'll give you another example. I'll read a story and I'll go to the bottom and I'll take a look at the comments section. And I'll see people attack one another, and just it's awful. It's evil what takes place. If I owned a newspaper right now, I was in charge of the Washington Post, New York Times, I said, that's it, no more comments. There's a right way and a wrong way of handling debate. And quite honestly, I think the Greeks had it the right way. You sit down and you have a Socratic debate. They did an entire South Park season based upon trolls and people going online just to stir stuff up, just to watch people attack one another. Why? Why? Hey, listen, the news media loves this because conflict is great for TV. Conflict is great for television. They love it. They said they're the crowd back in junior high circling around the fight, yelling, fight, 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 fight. They love it. We, as a people, we are losing a bit of our humanity. We've invented all of these various different things, and we never really seem to take a look at the consequences of our actions. Like I said, it's not whether or not we could do it. It's whether or not we should do it. There was a line is Jennifer Aniston, the actress Jennifer Aniston from Friends. She was asked about, they were talking about her television show, Friends. This was one of the most popular television shows of all time. And a large swath of that television show took place on a couch in a coffee shop. On a couch in a coffee shop. And she meant, she said, you couldn't do that television show today. Because if you go into a coffee shop today, everybody's got their heads down on the damn phone. It's ridiculous. Have to record the moment, have to take a picture, have to do this. How about experiencing the moment? How about talking to the person next to you? How about reaching out? We are social beings, people. And we're doing it through an app. We're socializing through an app. We don't know what the consequences are. We don't. But I'm starting to think I understand them. I mean, you go on some of these comments, actually, the things that people say to one another. Never. Once, hey, I got my own radio program here. I've got my personal Facebook page. I've got my Facebook fan page for the radio show. And that's connected to Twitter. I never go on Twitter ever. Ever. Nor would I ever engage anyone on social media in any sort of political debate because it's not the place. There's a right way and there's a wrong way, and there's certain things that should be handled in a certain fashion. It's not the right forum. Comment sections in newspapers, not the right forum. We are ripping ourselves apart, people. And I'm sorry, I could be wrong, but I don't think I am. I don't think I am. We need more spirituality in our society is what we need. We don't, less apps, less social media, less phone, less 24-hour news networks, more spirituality. Listen, I'm not going to get into a religion thing here, okay? But that can come in many different shapes, matters, and forms. So when you're reading something online and somebody ticks you off or says something, I want you to avoid it. I want you to walk away. Walk away. I was thinking about this past week. again, how my mind works with sub-references. I was, I remember another movie, another one of my favorites from a long time ago. And it's just great film, As Good As It Gets. Jack Nicholson. There's a character in the film. His name is an artist by the name of Simon Bishop. He was kind of explaining what it's like to be an artist, what he does. He says, what I do is I watch. Ever watch somebody who doesn't know you're watching them? An old woman sitting on a bus or kids going to school? Somebody just waiting. And you see this flash come over them. And you know immediately that has nothing to do with anything external because that hasn't changed. They're just sort of realer and more alive. You look at someone long enough, you discover their humanity. We don't look at anyone anymore. That doesn't work through a phone. Okay? The iPhone 10 doesn't provide for that flash. It doesn't work that way. Doesn't work that way. Put the phone down. I'm Catholic, but I don't agree with a lot of the things that the current Pope has to say. He did say something that I did agree with this past week. He said, rather than lifting up our phones all the time to take pictures, do whatever we do, we should be lifting up our hearts. That's how you make evil go away. We are providing, you understand? We are providing fertile ground for evil to thrive, to grow. That's on us. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our newsletter. Consultations with our certified financial planners. All sorts of great stuff here on the site. We got to get into some of the politics of the week as well. Oh, boy. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our 24-hour day help hotline, 800-471-5984.
This report is brought to you by Marcus by Goldman Sachs. I'm Andrea Warrock, personal finance expert and ambassador for Marcus by Goldman Sachs, which offers no-fee personal loans to people with good credit. Imagine what life would be like if everything came with a fee taken out of it. What if your slice of pizza came with a bite missing? Or your new car arrived without a wheel? So why is it okay that many other lenders take up to 5% out of your personal loan as a sign-up fee? That's why personal loans from Marcus by Goldman Sachs have no fees ever. So the loan amount you're approved for is exactly the amount that you'll receive. There's also no fee for paying off your loan early. And if your payment is late, Marcus won't charge a fee for that either. Just pay the interest for the additional days. Don't get feed. See how much you could save over existing credit card debt by visiting Marcus.com and check out a no-fee personal loan from Marcus by Goldman Sachs.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with happiness expert Sean Acor. Research shows there is a strong connection between traveling and happiness. So how can you experience the maximum amount of joy when traveling this holiday season? Sean Acor, happiness expert.
The busier the season, the more important great travel becomes because it gives us a way to disconnect from our routines and reconnect with loved ones. This holiday season, break the stress routine and go somewhere new and exciting. Explore a new town's holiday events or start your New Year's resolutions a month early by knocking something off your family's bucket list. Joy is so important to your family. Let nothing get in the way like booking a trip. A joyous family vacation starts with making things simple, like booking with a rewards credit card. With a Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card, you can earn 1.5 points per dollar spent anywhere, anytime. So you can earn points no matter where you go. That means the points I earn on this trip, I can use for more travel with my family in the future. And that makes me happy.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/travelconnected.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. That's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
You should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
All right, I want to start off talking about Donna Brazile and her book and some of the excerpts coming out. And either the media is covering it to some degree. I think one of the most telling stories of the past week was Jeff Zucker, head of CNN, going out and telling his on-air talent to blast Donna Brazile and stick up for the Clintons. And this is CNN. I know the Clinton News Network, but seriously? I don't like, you know, the phrase on-air talent. Like it takes a tremendous amount of talent to read off a teleprompter. But did he just shock any of the stuff? That the most shocking thing about Donna Brazile and the comments and the book that's about to come out is the fact that it's actually coming out. The fact that this information is coming out, I mean, everything that we knew about the Clintons, finally somebody is actually coming out and going on the record. And I'm going to be honest, this is the first time ever. All the scandals, all of the things that the Clintons have done, again and again. I forget them. I forget there's so many of them. Nobody from inside their little inner circle has ever come out. No one ever come out and narked on them. There's a couple, what was it, Secret Service agent or something like that, I think did a book a while ago. But come on. I mean, everything from considering replacing Clinton with Joe Biden, how Hillary Clinton took over the DNC, how she controlled the money, how her offices in Brooklyn controlled everything. This is who they are. And again, to many out there, it's a cult. She actually described it as a cult. It is like a cult. You know, funny thing, that's the current season. That's what they call American Horror Story. Cult. And it's kind of alluding to cult-like behavior in politics. But make no bones about it, Hillary Clinton supporters are cult-like. And I listen, I'm here to tell you there's a lot of Donald Trump supporters that might be too. I don't know any, but see, again, this is the thing about politics and politicians that I just don't seem to understand. I don't get how people are so enamored with politicians. I don't get it. They work for you. You're supposed to be critical of them. You're supposed to hold their feet to the fire. One of the things we pride ourselves on here on this program is we are equal opportunity bashers here. We go after both sides. That's what we're supposed to do. Anyway, a couple of big stories from this past week. Again, it should have been a bombshell story. Should have been a bombshell story. The fact that the Russians spent money on advertisements to hurt Trump. Again, completely against the narrative that we have been told was the case, told by Democrats, told by the mainstream media, the Russians went after Trump. Not only that, you know, this is kind of funny, too. Some of the data coming out of Facebook showing that supposedly they targeted users by race, religion, and politics. Oh. So you're showing pro-police memes and advertisers to Trump supporters. So? What is it? They're going to vote for Trump anyway. Again, the whole thing is really kind of peculiar to me. It really is. The other big story the past week, and it did get some play, but I'm actually surprised it didn't get more. I don't think that the media really knew how to handle it. The media is still trying to get their arms around how they're going to handle George W. Bush and George H.W. Bush and the age of Trump. Because, they really went after George W. as president. I mean, they really went after him. So they're going to try to find a way to come around and embrace him right now. They haven't figured out how to do that, but they want to. Because George W. said he didn't vote for Trump. George H.W. Bush said he voted for Hillary. Does that surprise you at all? Not at all. I don't even believe George W. Bush. He probably voted for Hillary. The whole family did. They're buddies. For crying out loud. They're both members of the club. Well, he's going to go against their boy. They hang out. They go give speeches together. They do stuff together. You're going to vote for Trump? Are you kidding me? These are establishment types that have never been right. That's not true. George W. Bush was right working with Cheney in regards to energy exploration and new technology. And they did put out health savings accounts coupled with high deductible health insurance. That was good. But what else? Now let's take a look at George H.W.'s term. Oh, we invaded Iraq because of Kuwait. Yeah, we couldn't even find, 99% of Americans couldn't find Kuwait on a map. So yeah, this doesn't surprise me. Shouldn't surprise anyone. I guess the book coming out about this, they're calling them the last Republicans. Not Republicans, Whigs. The big difference. Watchdog on WallStreet.com, Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We're going to talk a little bit more about the races this past week. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This country has not rewritten its tax code since 1986. This powers of the status quo in this town are so strong, yet 227 men and women of this Congress broke through that today. That is powerful. Of course, I want to thank not just the members who made this possible today. I want to thank the president. I want to thank his administration. And I want to thank our partners in the Senate who are doing their work as well.
Moments ago, House Speaker Paul Ryan, as the GOP tax cut bill passed the Senate 227-205, the bill which slashes corporate and individual tax rates passed with a handful of Republicans joining Democrats in opposition of the bill. The judge in the corruption trial of New Jersey U.S. Senator Bob Menendez is declaring a mistrial. Menendez spoke shortly after the judge made his decision.
To those who left me, who abandoned me in my darkest moment, I forgive you. To those who embraced me in my darkest moment, I love you.
You're listening to USA Radio News. My name is Tim Berg.
Hi, my name is Kip Herridge, and I'm the founder of the Vertical Research Advisory, or VRA. I've been in the investment business for 32 years, managing money for the Wall Street elite and raising hundreds of millions for their companies. In 2003, I created the VRA, my investment and economic newsletter that's been crushing the market for 14 years. We're not a brokerage firm. I tell you what stocks to buy using my proprietary VRA investing system, and then I tell you exactly when to sell and take profits. My system tracks the smart money using a combination of fundamental and technical analysis and only targets stocks that have the ability to rise by 50% or more. For the first time, we're offering a free two-week membership to the VRA. You get my daily market commentary and special reports, including my number one recommendation, which is already up 300% this year. To receive your two free weeks, go to VRAinsider.com. That's VRAinsider.com. If you act now, you also get my new book, Crash Proof Prosperity, Becoming Wealthy in the Age of Trump. I look forward to helping you crush Mr. Market at VRAinsider.com.
Join us for a fun-filled evening at the Hunterdon County Crime Stoppers annual fundraiser, Thursday, November 16th, 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. at Lone Eagle Brewing, 44 Stangle Road, Flemington. Craft beer tasting, great food, door prizes, live music, and a 50-50 raffle. Tickets are $50 each, and sponsorship advertising opportunities are available. Please visit www.crimestoppershunterdon.com or call 908-437-0126. We'll have a barrel of fun.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the one, the only, The Watchdog on Wall Street Show. Always honored to have you tuned into the big program. Okay, election this past week. What's the narrative? That's to be expected. They were getting their rocks off on MSNBC on Tuesday evening. Shouldn't surprise anybody. Everybody's talking, oh, what a big win this was, and Democrats are back and better than ever. No, they're not. Approval for the Democratic Party is at its lowest level in 25 years. Virginia race? Ed Gillespie? Ed Gillespie. I'm telling you right now, if I lived in Virginia, I wouldn't go to the polls. I'm sorry, it's just like it's that South Park episode with Puff Daddy, the vote or die episode. Fantastic. The kids didn't understand what the point of voting is. If it was between, the vote was between a turd sandwich and, okay, earmuffs for the kids, a giant douche. They were deciding on the new mascot for the school. And again, the brilliance of that television show, they were making fun of our politics here in this country. What point is it to vote if both candidates are terrible? Ed Gillespie, a lobbyist. I'm going to vote for a lobbyist for governor. I'm going to get excited about voting for a lobbyist. I'm going to go out of my way, my busy day, to go vote for a lobbyist, another member of the swamp. I'm sure a lot of people are like, I don't feel like it. That's the Republican Party. Again, we got our Trump is trying to, he's under fire all the time. We got to run away from him. He didn't. He's an anti-Trump guy, Gillespie. What, you thought he was going to win? In a state, Donald Trump lost Virginia by 5 points. What did Gillespie lose by 8? Come on. Jersey. Here's another one, too. I get a kick out of this stuff because how the media likes to play this stuff all the time. New Jersey. Chris Christie. Okay, Jersey is as blue of a blue state as could be. Well, how did Chris Christie win? Well, who was Chris Christie running against in 2009? 2009, financial crisis right there, just happened, going on, dealing with bailouts. Who was he running against? The former CEO of Goldman Sachs. The Republican Party could have, I don't know, they could have run a barnyard animal for governor in New Jersey, and would have beaten John Corzine in 2009. Not to mention Chris Christie, you know, won in a landslide next time around, but then decided to start running for president. Then they got all caught up in Bridgegate and some of his staffers messing around and causing more traffic, and that's one thing you don't want to do, is cause more traffic. That'll really tick people off. So this is your watershed election. This is a big deal. Come on, people. I mean, they've tried the past couple times, you know, some of the House races, the special elections that took place where the Democrats lost. It's different now somehow? You're telling me it's different because you won the gubernatorial race in Virginia and New Jersey? Get the hell out. Come on. Go sell crazy somewhere else. All stocked up here. That's another as good as you get line, Jack Nicholson. Give me a break. You're supposed to win. You are supposed to win. Funny thing this past week, year since the election. Obviously, they're sending their crack team of reporters, the mainstream media, out all across the country, trying to find people who voted for Donald Trump that wouldn't vote for him now. You know what they came up with? Nothing. It's funny. My God, they sent him out. They're looking under every corner. Maybe they don't know where they're looking because they think, you know, they're going to every gun show, every church out there, looking for all those awful people that voted for Trump to see if anybody changed their mind. You know what they came up with? Nothing. The Washington Post had to admit that if the race was held again today, Trump would win. Trump would win. This is a year after constantly taking flak every day. Over 95% of media coverage negative, and he'd still win. Watchdogonwallstreet.com. It's funny. Watchdogonwallstreet.com. Our newsletter consultations with our certified financial planners. All sorts of great stuff. Watchdogonwallstreet.com. We'll be back. I'm not like
this. I'm really kind of shy. This report is brought to you by Humana Medicare. The annual enrollment period is here, and it's the time of year when people with Medicare can select the Medicare Advantage health plan or prescription drug plan best suited for them. Selecting the right health and prescription drug plans can be challenging, especially with plans changing every year. But Humana is committed to helping those with Medicare achieve their best health so they can continue to pursue what is most important to them. Jeff Fernandez, Vice President, Medicare Segment at Humana.
It's important to have all the information necessary to choose the right health plan. Besides cost, Make sure to keep in mind doctor and hospital networks, the list of medications Medicare prescription drug plans cover, changes to current plans, and differences between original Medicare and Medicare Advantage. This will help you select the best plan for you or your loved ones.
For more information, please visit humana.com/Medicare.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle tax problems. An open phone line has been established by National Tax Relief. Grab a pen or put this number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-0311 today. That's 1-800-210-0311. When you call, you'll get information and see if you qualify. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, there's no need to fear anymore. You may qualify for a program that could settle your tax problems and save you money. For free information and to see if you qualify, call National Tax Relief today at 1-800-210-0311. That's 1-800-210-0311. 1-800-210-0311.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with happiness expert Sean Acor. Research shows there is a strong connection between traveling and happiness. So how can you experience the maximum amount of joy when traveling this holiday season? Sean Acor, happiness expert.
The busier the season, the more important great travel becomes because it gives us a way to disconnect from our routines and reconnect with loved ones. This holiday season, break the stress routine and go somewhere new and exciting. Explore a new town's holiday events or start your New Year's resolutions a month early by knocking something off your family's bucket list. Joy is so important to your family. Let nothing get in the way like booking a trip. A joyous family vacation starts with making things simple, like booking with a rewards credit card. With a Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card, you can earn 1.5 points per dollar spent anywhere, anytime. So you can earn points no matter where you go. That means the points I earn on this trip, I can use for more travel with my family in the future. And that makes me happy.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/travelconnected.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Welcome back, everybody. Hey, guess what? 100 years of communism. 100 years. Actually had this conversation on my daily program with people, and communism is more alive and well today here in the United States than ever before. I have people out marching with communist flags and millennials thinking that, yeah, man, communism sounds pretty chill. Meanwhile, they have no idea what it is. No idea what it is, the type of, the body count that is associated with communism over the past 100 years is unprecedented.
Well, they didn't do it the right way.
No, you just don't know anything. And it's a shame, it really is. But you have to hand it to the communists, the true believers out there, and their ability to infect college campuses, their education system here in the United States. You know, it was a funny story. This out of New Jersey, there's a corruption trial taking place with U.S. Senator Robert Menendez. And one of the jurors asked the judge, said he needed to know, because they're deliberating, I needed to know what a senator was. This is a juror. This is someone in a jury box, doesn't know what a senator is, doesn't know what a senator does. Needed that information, clarification from the judge. Again, I will bet a large sum of money that that person is a leftist and thinks that communism is pretty chill. Anyway, a little bit here on the whole opiate crisis. Some of the numbers are coming in right now. This is a topic that we have spent a great deal of time covering here on the program. Upwards of 64,000 people killed last year. 64,000. Trump administration is calling it a public health emergency. Well, it is. But I don't think we're fighting it the right way. I think we, the people of the United States of America, have got to understand that, you know what? There are good ideas elsewhere, and we might want to look elsewhere. We might want to look to certain countries around the globe and how they have successfully dealt with their drug problem. Portugal's done a great job. There's some countries in Eastern Europe that have done a great job. We're doing the same thing over and over again, the same things that we've been doing since the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, 90s, the zeros, and now today, and we've got more people dying today than ever before. How arrogant is that? How stupid is that? Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Newsletter consultations with our certified financial planners. All sorts of great stuff. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our restaurant showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at 100inchamber.org.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, 100inchamberradio.com, brought to you by the 100in County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Yeah, I know. I didn't get into some of the earnings numbers from some of the tech companies, or if you want to call them that, from this past week. There was quite a few "see, I told you so" moments here, and like I've said a million times, "see, I told you so" moments means bad stuff happens and people got hurt, and Blue Apron and Snap stock tanking, numbers are awful. We're not gonna have enough time today. We're not. Okay. Next week on the program, I'm gonna get into great detail of how this happened, what these companies are. And I'm gonna tie this into Wall Street and show you exactly how Wall Street works. Exactly how they operate and how they take people for a ride. And that they knew that this was going to happen all along, and they didn't care. So yeah, we're going to talk about that next week on the program, without a doubt. Briefly want to talk about this as well, because we spent some time last weekend talking about what is taking place in Saudi Arabia and the advances that they're making. Not only advances, but arrests. They look to seize upwards of $800 billion worth of assets because of corruption. There's been some 60-some-odd princes that have been arrested. It doesn't take much. We got that many princes. They must have many more. It doesn't take much to be a prince in Saudi Arabia, for crying out loud. And mind you, I lived in New York City for a long time. These Saudi princes come into town, and let's just say they don't adhere to strict interpretation of the Quran by any stretch of the imagination. Just leave it at that. How often do we see Saudi princes getting in trouble here in the United States? Why are they doing this? Some people say it's an asset grab because Saudi Arabia is in trouble because of the lower price of oil. I think that there's more to it than that. I think that they're trying to attract capital is what they are trying to do. People that have done business for decades, generations in Saudi Arabia know the hoops, the jumps, the tunnels, all the stuff you have to crawl through in order to get business done. That doesn't work in today's day and age. It doesn't work. And listen, they're not the only country that is like that. I've talked about it here on the program. Country that I love. I love to go to on vacation. Have actually had an office there, looked to make investments there, and I just said no. I walk away. People start putting their hand out looking for payoffs and handouts and giving. I don't play that game. I don't play it. And that's Greece. It's as corrupt could be. And it kind of makes you pull your hair out. You think about it. You go there and you see how beautiful the place is and the type of terrain. And you say to yourself, how can this country not be successful? Well, the same reason why countries in sub-Saharan Africa with all of this mineral wealth and energy wealth are not successful. Corruption. Saudi Arabia needs to let the world know that it's not going to stand, that the rule of law is going to apply. And that if you invest there, you're not going to have to deal with any of the shenanigans. Again, if that's what I think is the case and that's how I'm reading into it, that to me is a good sign. Anyway, we talk upon this too. We're talking about education. Yale has decided to decolonize their English department. What the hell does that mean, you ask? They're looking to make sure that the classes, again, this is the English department. They want a more diversified slate of courses. Yep. They the courses in major English poets, Chaucer, Shakespeare, Milton, Eliot, among others. But they're saying that these courses are harmful now because they focus too much on white male poets.
So they're looking to put more diversity into their curriculum. I'm not making this up. This isn't an Ivy League school. This is stuff that's happening all over the country. Here's a story. Professor basically claiming that traditional science is racist and embrace it. She actually is embracing scientific illiteracy. She explained, listen, I'm not making this up. She claims science has earned its epistemic authority through its co-constitution with colonization and slavery and relies on a colonial and racialized form of power. Again, I want to see how E equals MC squared comes into play with racism. She says that science is not only rooted in racism, but actually used to prolong racism. She believes that by creating, I'm not making this up, creating alternative facts, feminists can ensure science is not conflicted with the truth. So what she's saying, I guess, I'm trying to make sense of this. Again, this is a professor. Saying that we should all live in the neighborhood of make-believe. And we can just make up whatever we want. Because if something makes us feel uncomfortable, well then, you know, we should get away from that, right? Again, this is a professor at UC Davis. And I've said this to my listeners here on the program. I actually had this conversation with my mother. My kids go to a school, and I find out about this. Guess what? My kids are transferring. You're losing a customer. We hold their feet to the fire. They'll have to change their ways. Free market. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. God bless everyone. Have a wonderful, wonderful week.
Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
This country has not rewritten its tax code since 1986. The powers of the status quo in this town are so strong, yet 227 men and women of this Congress broke through that today. That is powerful. Of course, I want to thank not just the members who made this possible today. I want to thank the president. I want to thank his administration. And I want to thank our partners in the Senate who are doing their work as well.
Moments ago, House Speaker Paul Ryan, as the GOP tax cut bill passed the Senate 227 to 205, the bill which slashes corporate and individual tax rates passed with a handful of Republicans joining Democrats in opposition of the bill. The judge in the corruption trial of New Jersey U.S. Senator Bob Menendez is declaring a mistrial. Menendez spoke shortly after the judge made his decision.
To those who left me, who abandoned me in my darkest moment, I forgive you. To those who embraced me in my darkest moment, I love you.
You're listening to USA Radio News. My name is Tim Berg.
Hey, I'm Brant. Maybe you've heard us talking about MediShare on the radio or heard people saying how they're really thankful for MediShare, and you're like, okay, what exactly are you talking about? Hey, it's a great question. So here's what it is. MediShare is a nationwide community of Christians who share each other's medical costs. Here's why it's grown so much. MediShare costs about half what other healthcare programs cost. It's flexible, too, so you can pick a plan that fits your monthly budget, and you get to choose your own doctor from one of America's largest networks. Something else people really appreciate? You don't have to pay for procedures or prescriptions that go against your beliefs. And you know what the best part is? It works. and it's worked for more than 20 years. People who've experienced catastrophic health bills get their needs met. People pray for each other. MediShare is a nonprofit, faith-based ministry, and it could be a huge blessing to you. Here's how you can find out more. Call 833-39-BIBLE, now available in Montana. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
KABC Los Angeles news anchor Leanne Tweeden had a press conference earlier today where she discussed Senator Al Franken kissing and groping her without her consent during a USO tour.
Oh, the comedian. I thought it was going to be I thought it was a joke. I was in bad taste, or I thought it was going to be funny, and I guess it wasn't, or, you know, it was poor taste or whatever.
Senator Tom Cotton, Republican from Arkansas, yesterday responded to the Democrats who are criticizing the Senate tax reform bill for repealing Obamacare's individual mandate, reminding them how the Obama administration argued before the Supreme Court that it actually